Okay, good morning. Thank you all for coming out this early on a Sunday. I live right here, but still very early for me. Okay. This week's parasha is Parshas Bahar, and in Parshas Bahar, the Torah has two Isurim that are phrased in very similar ways called prohibitions of Ona'a. Nonetheless, these two Isurim at first glance seem to be very different. Let's just go through the psukim here in Bahar. B'chi timkru mimkol amisecha o'kono miyad amisecha al-tonu ish esochiv. The Torah says that when you sell something, you should not do ona'a. Rather, you should make a calculation based on the number of years after Yovel. L'fi rov hashanim tabem miknaso, l'fi ma'ot hashanim tamit miknaso, etc. Then the Torah writes, v'lo sonu ish es amiso, v'yareis ha'melokecha, right? Then the Torah says that you should not do ona'a to your friend. So there are two isurim in the Torah. One is the isur of ona'a as formulated in terms of making a calculation of the number of years remaining to Yovel in terms of the price. And then there's another isur called ona'a in terms of losonu ish es amiso v'yareis ha'melokecha, that you should not do ona'a to your friend. And Rashi over here comments, and this is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia Nun Chesam at Beis, going over to Nun Tesam at Aleph, as we see. Rashi comments that these two ona'as are very different. The first refers to ona'as mamon, and the second, kan hisher al ona'as devarim. Right, the pasuk when it says, well, sonu ish es amiso, it's talking about ona'as devarim, and Rashi gives us examples, again, based on the Mishnah, shalo yaknit ish es chaveiro, I should not hurt you, v'lo yasienu eitza she'ena hogenes lo lefidako v'ana oso shal yo'eitz, and I should not give you bad advice. Now, this detail within Rashi, we won't focus on, but Rashi says that including ona'as devarim is not giving you bad advice. That's very difficult because we know that the isser to give you bad advice is really an isser of lifnei ivel osite michshol. No? So it's a little bit shver why Rashi includes what we would consider lifnei ivel in the isser of ona'ah. We'll leave that something to reflect on in a different time. So, frekt Rashi, v'im toma, mi yodem niskabanti l'ra'a, l'kach nema v'yareisam al-kecha, ha-yodea machshavos, hu yodea kol dover ha-mosur l'lev, she'imake elami sh'machshava b'libo, nembo v'yareisam al-kecha. Zakt Rashi, who's going to know if I hurt you, etc., whether I intended to do bad? And apparently the real issue is only if I intend to hurt you. So Rashi comments, you know what, that's what the Torah writes, v'yareisam al-kecha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So effectively, what Rashi is telling us is that there are two separate isurim called ona'a. One is ona'as mamon, and the other is ona'as devarim. And the Mishnah in Bava Metzia equates them. Kishem she'ona'a b'mekach u'memker, kach ona'a b'dvarim. I shouldn't say, lo yomar lo b'kam achif etzeh b'hu eino rotza likach. Now that's actually something that people can often violate. You go into a store and you say, how much is this? So apparently that's considered an isser of ona'a. If you don't intend to buy something, you're not allowed to ask how much is it worth. About tshuva, you shouldn't say zuchar ma'asecha harishonim. The person's about tshuva, you shouldn't say, remember what you used to do. Imhu ben gerim lo yomar lo zuchar ma'asecha vosecha shenemar v'ger lo toneh v'lo tolchatzenu. Right? If the person's about tshuva, you shouldn't say, oh, remember the good old days when we went to the football games on Friday night. Right? You shouldn't say to the ger, remember what you used to be. There's a separate isser of ona'a by ger. So that's all in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara explains how we get the derivation from the second pasuk, lotunu ish es amiso, how you know something about ona'as devarim. So we say, well, ona'as mamon is already formulated. So the second pasuk has to be ona'as devarim. And the Gemara continues to explain the case of a ger wants to learn Torah. He shouldn't say peshach on the vayasu treifish gotzer rambasim balam al Torah shnemer pi agvuram hayusurim balam olav. You shouldn't say like the friends to Eov said to him, ayor giroska kislaska tikvaska betom levavecha betom tzrachecha. Don't say that, right? If your workers want tavua, you shouldn't say go to so and so who has tavua to sell when you know he doesn't have soil, he doesn't have any tavua. In all these situations, that would be an iser of ona'as devarim. The Gemara then continues the same idea on Rashi. I'm just running through all the sources before we begin to analyze it. Rabbi Yehuda says, al yitla al hamekach b'shar she'en lo damim, shari davar masar lev, kodar masar levev, nemar bo v'yareisem el kecha. Okay, so zayin. So effectively, the Gemara is saying that there is an iser of ona'as devarim, and it gives all the cases that mention the Mishnah with some additions that maybe we'll focus on in a few minutes. Let's just talk about this next line in the Gemara. Am Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Gadol ona'as devarim me ona'as mamin. Shezeh nemar bo v'yareisa me'alokecha, v'zeh lo nemar bo v'yareisa me'alokecha. Ona'as devarim is worse. There are two isurim called ona'ah. Onas mamin, onas devarim. Zok the Gemara, onas devarim is worse because it says v'yareisa me'alokecha. Reb Eliezer Omer ze begufo v'ze b'mamono. Reb Shmuel Nachmani Omer ze nitan lahishavon v'ze lo nitan lahishavon. Shmuel Nachmani says this you could return, this you can't return. Ad kan divrei haGemara. So let's try to unpackage what we've done until now. There are two isurim called ona'ah. How do you translate the word ona'ah?
Oppress.
Oppressing. That could be. It could mean oppressing.
Overpricing.
But what?
Overpricing.
I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Overpricing.
So overpricing seems to be the translation of ona'as mamon, certainly. Price gouging, overpricing, etc. The iser of ona'ah, by the way, goes to both the mocher and the lokeach. So it could be overpricing and underpricing, no? If I go into an antique shop and I'm a mumcha and I say, oh, I'll give you $5 for that, knowing that it's a grace of metzia, that could be an iser of ona'ah from the lokeach's perspective, right? But ona'ah involves some sort of pricing in the context of ona'as mamin. And ona'as devarim sounds to be some expression of oppressing.
You're mashpil, I just don't know in English, you're mashpil the person.
Okay.
You cause the person to chip away the person's self-esteem.
So what you're suggesting is that the reason why both of these prohibitions are called ona'ah is because in both cases there's an iser of not giving proper value. Elevating the value of an object, lowering the value of an object, elevating the value of a person, or lowering the value of a person. People also have value, and that could be why they are both called ona'ah. Right?
Because you're destroying their self-esteem.
I'm destroying their self-esteem. I'm hurting them. It could be that they are both called ona'ah because the iser of ona'ah is fundamentally an iser of not giving proper value. Alternatively, the Gemara at the beginning of Perakei Zehu Neshach, the Gemara says that the Isser of Ona'ah is really a subset of the Isser Gezel. Right? The Gemara, remember the complicated Gemara, speaking of Zehu Neshach, the Gemara says that the Torah shouldn't say an Isser of Ona'ah because I can learn it from Gezel. So Ona'as Mamin, I understand I can learn from Gezel, no? I'm stealing the object. How is ona'as devarim based on gezel? So calling somebody a name or hurting the person. What are you stealing?
Reputation.
You're stealing their reputation. You're stealing the covet that comes to them. Each person possesses a certain degree of inherent value. And if I insult you too much, if I hurt you, I am stealing that value. So effectively, it could be that these two isurim of ona'ah are grounded in the same source. Now, many Rishonim understand that the isur of ona'as devarim and the isur of ona'as mamin share a certain commonality, no? The Rambam. Where does the Rambam have the Isser of Ona'as Mamin and the Isser of Ona'as Devarim? And which halachas in the Rambam? So I didn't put this on the sheet just because it would be too much to print for a half a line, but where is it in the Rambam? In Hilchos?
Yeah.
Mechira. In Sefer Kinyan Hilchas Mechira. So the Rambam is telling me that the Isser of Aina'as Devarim is also in Hilchas Mechira. Right? That means, presumably, that Ona'as Devarim is a subset of Ona'as Mamin, that they're both connected. Right? In Perek Yudalev Mechira, Halacha Yud Beis, is where the Rambam has this Mishnah of Ona'as Devarim. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has two mitzvahs, one right next to each other, Ona'as Devarim and Ona'as Mamin. The Sefer HaChinuch also has two mitzvahs, Ona'as Devarim and Ona'as Mamin, one right next to each other, Shin Lamed Zayin, Shin Lamed Ches, and the Chinuch. That means that they are sharing a certain commonality, that they are the same type of Isser. There is one Shita in Rishonim that's even more extreme. Reb Sadi Gaon has a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, when we say that Reb Sadi Gaon has a Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's not really that Reb Sadi Gaon has a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Reb Sadi Gaon wrote a poem. The poem is what they would recite on Shavuos night in certain communities. In communities today, they recite Azharot, Shavuos night. By certain Sephardic communities, that is, that's done. Now, in Reb Sadi Gaon, he has only a single Isser of Ona'as Devarim and Ona'as Mamin. It's one Isser. It's Lav Pehe, in the way Rabbi Yeruchim Perlau outlines it. That would mean, presumably, the most extreme formulation, that Ona'as Devarim and Ona'as Mamin is the same Isser. The Torah has two Psukim. Where Reb Sadia says, but the two Psukim, what? They're like, they're bookends. Two Isurim of the same thing. Don't overcharge. Same thing. And that involves Ona'as Devarim and Ona'as Mamin. It's all the same, sir, according to Reb Sadia. However, in other Rishonim, you get the impression that Ona'as Devarim and Ona'as Mamin are very separate. You know, the Yireyim divides Isurim based on where you violate them. Do you violate the Isur B'Mamin? Do you violate the Isser B'Dibor? Do you violate the Isser B'Yadayim, etc.? The Yireyim has Ona'as Mamin and Ona'as Devarim in two separate categories. You get an impression from the Yireyim that these two Isurim are more separate than according to others, although, obviously, there is a certain commonality that the Mishnah has expression Kishem. Fine. Now, we saw the Gemara that Ona'as Devarim is more chamor than Ona'as Mamon. Why would that be?
Because you don't straighten
it out. So the Gemara has a few explanations. One explanation is Zeh Nitan Lahei Shavon V'Zeh Lo Nitan Lahei Shavon. That's the third explanation of the Gemara. So we'll start backwards. Right? So Zeh Nitan Lahei Shavon V'Zeh Lo Nitan Lahei Shavon means I could return the Ona'ah by Mamon. If I overcharge you, I could return the amount that I overcharged. By Ona'as Devarim, I can never give it back to you. The Maharam Mirotenberg in his Tshuvas, and it's quoted here in the Mordechai in Simin Shin Vav, in Bav Metzia, they say that this actually has genuine halachic implications. We know that the Rambam and the Ravid both paskin that there's a halacha that Alav Hanitan Lehei Shavon does not get Malkus. Right? We have all these rules about when do you get Malkus, when don't you get Malkus. Zuck the Mordechai, that lav of Ona'as Mamon, there's no Malkus. It's Nitin Lehei Shavon. But Ona'as Devarim is no Nitin Lehei Shavon, and therefore you'll get Malkus. That's what the Mordechai assumes. Now, this Mordechai is an obscure Shita in Rishonim. Most Rishonim assume that there's no Malkus on Ona'as Devarim. And the reason for that, the Chinuch writes, is because Ona'as Devarim is called Elav She'en Bo Ma'isa. How do I violate Ona'as Devarim? You let the guy have it. You really say something. Right? There's no Ma'isa involved. There's no action. So therefore, the Chinuch writes, Ona'as Devarim is Elav She'en Bo Ma'isa, and as Elav She'en Bo Ma'isa, that's why there's no Malkus. The problem is, the Gemara talk here. Let's continue where we were up to in the Gemara. We'll come back to why Ona'as Devarim is worse than Ona'as Mamin. But Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. It is. It's 12 lines up from the bottom of this page. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Kol Mavim Pnei Chaver Barabim Kilu Shofech Domim. If you insult someone Barabim, you're the equivalent of a murderer. Amrle Shaper Kaamrit. You're saying good. The Chazina Le De Azul Simka Ba'Asi Chivra. Zok the Gemara. Right, this is called mal ben pnei chaver. Literally, you blanch your friend's face. The friend had certain redness in his or her face beforehand. When you insult the person, you let him have it. So azul sumka va'asa chivra. The redness goes away and white comes into place. Now, what does that mean? That means that the face changes, and that's why it's called mal ben pnei chaver. But they ask the kasha, one second. The beginning of Tamuda tells me that lav she'im bo ma'aseh doesn't get malchus, but there are three exceptions, no? Nishba, meimer, and mekalel. No, if I swear falsely, right? Meimer, if I do temura, that's right, the beginning of temura, and mekalel is chavira b'shem, right? Also does not, is lav she'im bo ma'aseh, and you get, it's also lav she'im bo ma'aseh, and nonetheless you get malchus. Zok the Gemara, Tana Tama Rebbe Yochanan, Lo Tisne Mimar De Bediburo Kavod Maisa. That Temura should not be included in that list of Lav She'ein Bo Maisa that gets Malkus, because Temura is considered Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa. When my Dibur Kavod Maisa, when my words have an impact, so then it's not called Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So everyone asks on the Chinuch, they say, one second, if the reason for Malvin Pnei Chavero is that the face changes, so l'cha'ora, there's an impact. Just like, what's Temura? There used to be Kedusha on animal A, and I say, I want the Kedusha to leave animal A and go on to animal B. No? That's Temura. There's an impact. So whenever there's an impact, we say, oh, that's called Bediburo Kovet Maisa. So if that's the case, one could argue that maybe the iser of onas devarim is also b'dibur kavod ma'isa because there's an impact because the face changes. Apparently, that's not considered enough of an impact. Maybe you don't know what will happen by temura. It's definite that if I say kedusha should leave this, it goes on to that. It's not clear, but b'kitzer, one approach as to why onas devarim is more chomer than onas mamon is based on the end of the Gemara, ze nitan lahe shavon, v'ze lo nitan lahe shavon. That's the way the Maharam of Rittenberg takes it. The chinuch. So mechila might not. First of all, mechila is an interesting thing. Mechila is not nitan lahe shavon by anos devar by anos mamon. If you hold of mechila as a possibility for hashava, so it should work by both, right? So anas mamin, when I return the money to you, effectively that is some sort of mechila. Apparently, by anas devarim, Chazal are worried lo nitim laheshavon that you can't really forgive the person completely. Again, yerda torah l'sof daikto shel bnei adam, that it's entirely possible that mechila is not shy. The question by onas Devarim, which is worth analyzing. I see my friend Reb Daniel Feldman has a little bit about this in his book, The Right and the Good. Is there a heter for Mechila Meirosh by Ona As Devarim? You know, they have like these things by Chassanim sometimes that the friends like to give him a roast. Or in the White House, like once or twice a year. I think Trump is the first president who begged out of this. But usually you have all the correspondents and they go and they hit you hard and they insult you with whatever you got. And generally speaking, by the fact that you show up, that indicates that you're mochel. Is mechila meirosh a possibility by onas devarim? The pashtus is, according to what we're saying, that it's not. Because you're the term of sech daktan shel b'nei adam, that there's no complete mechila. I don't know how much the insult is going to really hurt me, so I can't be mochel meirosh, and I can't even be mochel afterwards. Even if I say I'm mochel, the assumption is that the mechila is not complete. That's what I would assume, although there is a huge literature. Reb Daniel Feldman has tremendous bekiyah, so he gives you all of these tshuvas svarim that I don't know how to find them, but I know how to find them, they're in the library. But he gives you all these svarim that deal with this issue, I think the issue itself is more instructive than others. So again, so on that as divar mizwas and anas mamin, one approach would lead in the direction that there's malchus by anas divarim and there's no malchus by anas mamin. The other approach might be zeb gufo v'zeb mamono, and the chinuch actually follows this, and the chinuch's lashon is that people are more makbid on onas divar than they are on onas mamin. There are people who for years walk around and they're really hurt because someone insulted them a long time ago. And that shows that zeb begufo v'zeb mamono, that shows that I take it more seriously, I'm hurt more. So it's just a practical approach as to why onas divarim is worse than onas mamin. The third approach in the Gemara, going backwards, is zeh nemar bo v'yareisa mi'alokecha, v'zeh lo nemar bo v'yareisa mi'alokecha. Onas divarim, no one will ever tell. If I insult you, no one is ever going to know if I intended to insult you or if it just happened. Right? I could always have some out. In most, I shouldn't say always, in the overwhelming majority of cases, you have some out by onas divarim. If that's the case, I have some out. So it says, v'yareisa mi'alokecha, and Chazal are saying that, you know what, onas mamin, precisely because it's an aveira that others will notice, that makes the aveira less severe. An aveira that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will notice is worse than aveira that others will notice. Right? Geneva and Gazela, which one is worse? Dalet v'hei. No? So the idea is that something that is only for the Ribbono Shel Olam in some ways is a worse aveira. That's the way the Maharsha takes Gado Nas Devarim Me'ona As Mamin. These clocks are totally off and they are completely confusing. Okay, that's my only comment about that. Next. There are a number of other approaches as to why Onas Devarim is worse than Onas Mamin. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes that, you know, we have halachos that there are certain objects that are not subject to the rules of Ona'ah. Right? Avodim Shtar Min Karkaos, the Gemara tells me, are not subject to the rules of Ona'ah. There's no Isra V'Ona'ah if I sell you land and I overprice it. Now, the Bali HaTaisvis say that this is only true if the Ona'ah is until Mechza. If you overcharge by a half, that's going to for sure be usher. But the value of real estate, right? I'm sure there's some real estate people in the room, and they would tell you that location, location, location is the yisod of real estate. It's not a halacha of the plot of land itself, and therefore it's very subject to major price fluctuations, and the regular measurement of a shtus that applies by ona'ah does not apply by karkos. But there are rishonim who say now, when we apply the rule of Ein Oina'a B'Karkois, what that means is that there's no halacha of Bitul Mekach by Karka, and there's no halacha of Shtus by Karka, but the Isser Ona'a exists. The Ramban has this here in his Perish Al HaTorah. The Ramban tells me that there's two aspects of Ona'a. There's the prohibition for me to overcharge, and then there's the penalty phase that comes in. If I overcharge by X amount, the deal could go back. By karka, the second aspect does not apply. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, for some reason, ignores all of this. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is bothered by the kasha. He says, how can you tell me, ein ona'a lekarkaos? But lemais, I'm selling you a field, and I'm overcharging you, pardon, like the Rebbe, right? I'm charging you this huge amount for a tiny little parcel of land. How could I do that, right? How could it be that ain't ona la karkos? So Aruch Chaim is assuming that categorically ain't ona la karkos. So he says, how could it be there's no aveir? He says, oh, every case of ona la karkos is going to be usur out ona as devarim. And he actually tries to read the psukim this way. You see, Chazal's statement that ain't ona la karkos is based on chitimkur mimkol amitecha kano miyad amitecha. The Gemara says, dover hanikne miyad miyad. There's only ona by metalto and not by karka. But yet, the next pasuk in the Torah speaks about the amount of years until Yovel. Hello? Right? The din of a field going back by Yovel is only on a field. Right? There's no halacha that metalton goes back. So how can we say, ain't ona'a Lekarkais, when the Torah is speaking about Ona'a. So he says, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, that's why you need the next pasuk, Lo Tonu Ishas Amiso V'yareisam Elokecha. That Lo Tonu means, right, that if I overcharge you by karka, effectively I'm in violation of the Isser of Ona'as Devarim. That's the chiddush of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. He's arguing on the Ramban. He's assuming that fundamentally there's no Isra Bonas Mamin at all on Karka, but every case of Ona by Karka would be the Avera of Ona As Devarim. Okay. That's another possibility within the Gemara. Now, the continuation of our Gemara, I think, leads in the direction of another Mahalach, which is well known in the Svarim. Right after the Sugya of Ona'a, we read the Gemara, Hamal ben Pnei Chaver Barabim is Ke'ilu Shofech Damim. I would contend that the pashtus of this Gemara is that we are trying to emphasize why Ona'as Devarim is worse than Ona'as Mamin. And we're saying, the Gemara is saying, that Ona'as Devarim has the possibility of murder involved in it. And therefore, potentially, it could be Yehareg Vayavar. Is it Yehareg Vayavar to insult somebody? We know that there are Gimel Averos Chamuros. There are three Averos which are Yehareg Vayavar. Nonetheless, this Gemara says it's Ke'ilu Shofech Damim. It sounds like it should be Yehareg Vayavar. And the Gemara has these stories of David HaMelech, then the famous story of Tamar, that he mutseis, v'hi sholcha el chami alemar le'isha she'evo lo nochi hara. The Gemara says, he mutseis is spelled without an aleph. That's as if the fire is beginning to singe her. And from here we see, it's a continuation of this Gemara, noach lo la'odam she'yapos arsho etzatzma le'kipshon ha'ish v'yabim p'nei chaveroi b'rabim. We learn that from Tamar. That's the Gemara at the end of source 3. So I don't understand. I should say, I do understand. The pashtus is that from context, what the Gemara is teaching me is that Ona'as Devarim is potentially an Isser of Yehareg Va'al Ya'abar, and in that respect, Ona'as Devarim is more chomor than Ona'as Mamin. So in terms of just charting why, just the pashtus of the Gemara, the Hemshech of the Gemara would indicate that Ona'as Devarim is worse in the sense that it could be Yehareg Vayavar. Yes?
Ona'as Devarim, my understanding was that it's even insulting somebody privately. It's just verbal abuse. It's not the same thing as Ma'am
Pnei Chaver. So Ma'am Pnei Chaver Barabim is doing the same thing that if it would be in private, would be regular Ona'as Devarim. If I do it in public, it is worse.
So then,
right? So that added dimension, that if I do Ona'as Mamin to you in public, let's say like Ephraim and all the B'nai Faith, you have everybody around for a deal, and you do Ona'as Mamin in public, I don't think there's any added Chomer Ha'isser. But one could say that there's added Chomer Ha'isser of Ona'as Devarim in that it could be that in public it becomes a Yehareg Vayavar, and that I think is a valid read of this Gemara. Yeah?
Is that the Abizraya,
so one could argue, this is Abizraya, we'll talk about this in 2 minutes. You were just mechavin to the way Rabbi Yonah says it. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Now, effectively,
just because I want to clarify it. Okay, so if you're Malvin Yehudah Barabim, you can say something that in private wouldn't be abusive at all. You can say, I know that you slept with your neighbor's wife. That's not verbal abuse. Telling him something that you know.
Well, good,
but say it publicly, it becomes Mabit Nechareo. So
sometimes yes, and sometimes the same statement would be hurtful in private, and it's even more hurtful in public. And Elchanani, there are situations that you have to know the context of the situation, exactly what you're saying, but sometimes it could be that it's the same thing, it will be hurtful in private, it's even more hurtful in public, and that's Malbim Pnei Chaver
Barabim. And this is my final, I don't mean to interrupt myself. There's sometimes you could say something to someone in private that's more damaging than saying something in public. Like you could say, I know that you're a degenerate individual, you're disgusting, and it's a blight on this, you know, I'm being exaggerated here, but you could say something that hurts somebody.
My guess is that would hurt a lot in public also.
It certainly would, but then you could say, you know, something like, I know that you saw him left his car last night and you ran away, you left the scene. That's embarrassing, but he can outlive it, but what you told him privately, that you're aware of his degenerate quality, that could be more penetrating.
I find that hard. Again, it's possible. I don't want to say anything. It's unlikely to my mind that something would be more hurtful in private than it would be in public. To my mind, that's extremely unlikely. But I should add that what we're trying to say is let me just ask the whole questions, because I want to just finish a few more points and then we'll come back. But what we're trying to say is against the Rambam, but might be like the Chinuch. You see, what I'm trying to argue is that Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Barabim is a zooped up form of Einas Devarim. And it's not a totally separate Isser. The Chinuch has Malbin Pnei Chaveiro Barabim in that same mitzvah, Shin Lamed Ches, where he talks about Einas Devarim. You get an impression from the Chinuch that Ma'al B'Pnei Chaveiro Barabim is a zooped-up form of Onas Devarim. However, the Rambam, we mentioned, has the Isser of Onas Devarim in Hilchos Mechira, in Parak Yudalid, but the Rambam has Ma'al B'Pnei Chaveiro Barabim in Hilchos Deos. I give you this Rambam as source number 7. The Rambam writes, HaMochiach Es Chaveiro Tchila Lo Yidaber Lo Kashos Ad Sheyachli Menu. When I give a person musar, I shouldn't speak harshly to the person to insult him. Shenema voltisa alav chait. Don't raise that chait up. Kach amru chachamim, yach la'ata mochicho panim mishdanos, tamen lo ma'ar voltisa alav chait. Don't give him musar so that his face changes. Like we mentioned, ma'al ben p'nei chaveiro, the face blanches. Mikan, she'osar lo'odom lahachlem es Yisrael v'kosher kein barabim. Zuck the Rambam, that they did a ma'al ben p'nei chaveiro barabim is mikan. Meaning, it's in Hilchos Deis, and it's based on the halacha of Lotisa Olav Chet. The Rambam has Ona'as Devarim in Perek Yudalad of Mechira. But Ona'as Devarim, or I should say, Ma'al ben Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, the Rambam does not include in Hilchos Mechira as part of Ona'as Devarim. The Rambam includes this in Hilchos Deis, from a different pasuk. It's not from the pasuk of Lotonu. Right? It's from a pasuk of Lotis Olav Chet. For the Rambam, you get an impression it's a totally different Isser, unlike for the Chinuch. So what we're going to be saying now, that Ona'as Devarim is Chomor, insofar as it's potentially a Harg Vayavar, cannot be true according to the Rambam. Also, it can't be true according to the Rambam, because the Rambam, in the other context, when he mentions Ma'al ben Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, that's in Hilchos Tshuva, Parak Gimel, Halacha Yudalid. The Rambam writes that there's certain low-level averis, but if you are rogel bahen, ein lo chelak olam haba. You get an impression from the Rambam that the real Isser of Ma'al ben Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, that all of the stringencies are thrown in, is if you are rogel bahen, no? If you do it on a regular basis. But if I do it one time, if I insulted somebody, really insulted the person. So for the Rambam, that is not the Isser of Ma'al ben Pnei Chaveiro Barabim. How the Rambam knows that is something that Reb Moshe works very hard on the Tshuva and Chelakei of Orechayim. Effectively, Reb Moshe says that the Rambam is just like coming from a certain Sfarah perspective. It's not Shayach, says Reb Moshe, that the Rambam would feel that just insulting a person one time would be Ein Lo Chelak Olam Haba. Hard to know, but if I'm reading a Rambam, it's only if you're Rogel, right? Only then do we say that the person is Ein Lo Chelak Olam Haba. Okay, so sign. Now, source 4, 5, and 6. How seriously do we take the Dimyon that if a person is Ma'al ben Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, it's Ki'ilu Shofech Damim, how seriously do I take this? So, on this episode of Tomar, Noch L'Odom Shiyapa Atzmo L'Kivshan Ha'esh V'Yam Pnei Chaveiro Barabim, so Taisus in Sota quotes that the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that all those who go down to Gehenim end up coming up eventually, besides three people. One of them is Malbim Pnei Chaver Barabim. And we say, Noach Va'olam Shi Yiv'ol Safek Eshes Ish, Yavim Pnei Chaver Barabim. That's the episode of David. So Tosis writes, V'nireh, Haidro Choshev Lei B'Hadei Gimel Averis She'ein Omdem B'Fnei Pekuach Nefesh Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayis Shvichas Domim Mishun Da'Averis Habanos Panim Einam Mufureshes B'Torah Lo Nakat Elo Averos Hamufureshos. Zok Taisis and Sota, that really Malbim Pnei Chaveiro B'Rabim should be Yehareg V'Yavar. How come it's not calculate, it's not included in the Cheshbin of Gimel Averis? So Tosa says, because it's not Mefurish B'Torah. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says, don't hurt somebody, don't insult the person. Now, we just said that there is a pasuk, no? The pasuk of Lo Tonu Ish HaSamisa. Apparently, for Tosa, that won't help, because the stringency of Malbim Pnei Chaveiro B'Rabim, that there's no pasuk for. As I state in Tosa. The impression you get from Tosis is that it's really Yeharik Vayavar. And the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva in Source 6, Rabbeinu Yonah writes that there is Avak, someone mentioned this a few minutes ago, that by all of the Gimel Averis, which are Yeharik Vayavar, there's Avak also. So there's Avak Gilei Arayis. That's the Gemara in the end of Ben Sarah Morah. Right, Yachol Tadabri Imo Me'achorei Hageder. Right, that's Avak Gilei Arayis. There's Avak Avodah Zarah, in the sense of B'chol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Ashera, the Gemara Pesachim. So Rabbeinu Yonah tells me that there's also Avak Ritzicha. Right, V'hinei Avak Ritzicha is Halbanas Panim, Kipanav Yichavru, right, V'nas Mar'e Ha'odem. That the redness goes away, your face becomes red. V'dome el haritzicha. And Malbim Pnei Chaveiro B'Rabim is ein lo chelak la'olam haba. It's yehari v'yavar for Rabbeinu Yonah because it is part of ritzicha. Now Tosfos does not seem to say that. Tosfos writes, right, Akasha, how come we don't consider halbanas Pnei Chaveiro B'Rabim one of the Gimel Averis Chamuros? And Tosfos gives a different answer, because it's not Mefurash. Tosfos does not give Rabbeinu Yonah's answer. The impression is that for Rabbeinu Yonah, it is called Ritzicha, but for Tosfos, it's not called Ritzicha. The Me'iri, both here and in, both in Sota and in Brachas, the Me'iri gives us the impression that he assumes that La'olam Yizoher Adam Shelo La'halbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim Derech Ha'ora Amru Noach Lo Adam, etc. The Me'iri assumes that Malbim Pnei Chaver B'Rabim is not really Yeharik V'Yavar. Derech Ha'ora Amru means that they want to arouse us, they want to give us Musar, but it's not really Yeharik V'Yavar. The impression is that for Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah, it is Yeharik V'Yavar, either as Avak Ritzicha or as something else, but for the Me'iri, it's not really Yeharik V'Yavar, it's Musar.
How should we do it then?
What?
How did Tamar let herself do it?
So one could argue, because maybe B'nai Noach are not Muzhar on Kiddush Hashem, or maybe Tamar is going Lefnim Mishuris Hadin, there's a Nemukhi Yosef who writes that a Chacham is allowed to be Moser Atzmo Lemisa in a situation. Maybe V'chai Abraham is not named by B'nai Noach, I should have said. There are other approaches to deal with it, but the fact is that for the Me'iri, it's not Yehorik V'Yavar, and for the Balei HaTosis and the Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems to be Yehorik V'Yavar. Yeah, you got a comment?
I saw actually.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about
that. Tamar should have, could we be so Meches HaHanes?
So Reb Usher, because maybe like that, Nemukhi Yosef, if you're, then a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do it, maybe you could say that you're allowed to be so Meches HaHanes. The Minchas Usher actually has a very extreme formulation. Right, Reb Asher Weiss Shlita assumes that even the Balei HaTosfos do not hold that Malbim Pnei Chaveiro B'Rabim is really Yeharik V'Yavar. Tosfos writes that we only say Yeharik V'Yavar on Averos Mefurashos. Zot Rebasher Weiss, he reads this Taisus Mamish Mitlutvisha Ivra. I should say Chasidisha Ivra in his case. Right? He's reading the Taisus like with a kvek. He says, oh, what Taisus really means is we only say to Yehoi Vayavar, it's an Avera Mufureshes, and this is not an Avera Mufureshes, therefore it's not Yehoi Vayavar. And he writes that even Rabbeinu Yonah, and this part within the Rabbeinu Yonah I find even more extreme, Rebasher Weiss suggests that even according to Rabbeinu Yonah, who considers it avak ritzicha, he, Rabbeinu Yonah, never writes at Yehoi Vayavar. He never says that. And therefore, says Reb Asher Weiss, even Rabbeinu Yonah is also talking mitzad hamusar. Now, by the way, another way of looking at this entire question is how do we understand ke'ilus? When the Gemara says that if a person is ma'am p'nei chavei b'rav, it's ke'ilu, does ke'ilu really mean that it's dome? Or is ke'ilu dome that it's a little bit like it, not exactly? Right? When the Gemara says, ha'megadu yosom misel beso ke'ilu yilado, right? Does that mean that you really fulfill the mitzvah p'rivu by adopting a child? Right? There's a Chochmah Shlomo in the first daf of Evan HaEzer. There's a machlokes between the Taz and the Drisha in Yeridei Reish Mem Beis. How you understand Ke'ilu? This is one of the first things I ever heard from B'chaim Kreiser, Zechron Levracha. He used to come to Lawrence. His Mechutin was just Nifter last week. The Rib Shlomo Tursky lived in Lawrence. He's a Mechutin of Rabbi Kreisworth. Remember, Rabbi Kreisworth used to come to Lawrence. When I was a kid, we'd have a Shalash Shudas there, and we could ask him whatever we wanted. So for some reason, I decided to ask him about Ke'ilus and Shas. So he told me that this was the one question he asked the Chazon Ish. When he met the Chazon Ish about how you take the ke'ilus, and he said that the Chazon Ish had a number of rayas that ke'ilu actually can mean actually, right? In other words, that ke'ilu means that it really would be Yehoi Vayavar. That, I think, is an extreme formulation. Certainly, Reb Asher Weiss is not going that way. I believe I cut you off. I'm sorry.
The Gemara that Tosfos quotes, Omen.
Who is anyone going to say that?
No, what is that Gemara? How do we understand that Gemara? Because suffic ishus is suffic yarav v'al yavar. Saying it's better to do that than to be
so. You have to remember that Gemara is talking about David Hamelch and Bathsheba, and you have to remember that kol hayotze lamochamos based David get krisus hayanosin leishto. So it's really not.
That's a conclusion of the Gemara, isn't it? It's not just based on that one incident.
That Gemara in Seifa seems to be, that Gemara Bava Metzia seems to be against the Gemara in Shabbos that says, Kala Amad David Chote in Olatoe. Right? We have to rectify that on a certain level. Suffolk Ishus Ish probably means in that context someone who for sure is not an Ishus Ish, but people would think that it's an Ishus Ish. Right? That's probably the way to solve these Gemaras. Now, what's interesting over here is that there is a school of thought among Achrayim, the Binyan Siyan. The Binyan Siyan is Rav Yaakov Etlinger. According to tradition, he gave smicha to Rabbiner Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, no? That's one of the traditions that Rabbiner Hirsch got smicha for Rav Yaakov Etlinger. So in the Chumash Binyan Siyan, Rav Yaakov Etlinger paskins that it really is Yehorig Valyavar to be Malbim Pnei Chavei Rabbi Rabbim. And then he has a whole dion, what's called rabbin. Usually rabbin means three people. Sometimes rabbin means 10 people. If it means three people, that means if I'm insulting you and there's one other person around, that's Yehoi Vayavar? Is Yehoi Vayavar only if there's you and three other people, making a total of four? Do you need a total of 10? This is the issue that he's working on, but for him, fundamentally, it's Yehoi Vayavar. Then the Shoel to Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, it's a Rabbi Bamberger, it's a Shoel, but I don't think it's a famous Rabbi Bamberger, it's a different Rabbi Bamberger, it's a Shoel there. So Rabbi Bamberger asks the Shoel to Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, he says, how are you proving anything from these Gemaras? These are Agadata. Ein lemeidim en Agadas. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger like, gets upset. He's like, ein lemeidim en Agadas? Don't you know that? Of course we learn halachas from Agada, as long as there's no stira from a beferish and Gemara. So of course we'll learn halachas from Agadata. Like, he's getting all upset about that. But the Binyan Siyan paskins that it's actually Yehari Valyavar. Now, if I would take this Binyan Siyan in an extreme form, I would end up with the following conclusions. If I know that somebody is about to insult somebody else, that would mean I could kill that person. You're right, Dave! Isn't that absurd? Right? I know somebody, right, you see the guy's getting ready, he's gonna lash out, you could kill him. Right? That's a rodeif. That, I think, is a little too extreme. Reb Shlomo Zalman, in his tshuva, in Mincha Shlomo Siman Zayin, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, it can't be that we'll really consider you a rodef, and by the same token, it's also that it's hard to imagine that it's really Yehar Gval Yavar. You see, the classic cheshben for Yehar Gval Yavar is my chazes. My chazes means if I'm, right, the guy tells me either I kill somebody or I get killed. So my chazes the doma the doch sumakfei, doma doma dahu gaha sumakfei. Who says that my life is more valuable than your life? Now, my chazes as a cheshben doesn't really make sense in the context of, right, if I see someone's about to insult somebody, so I'm going to pull the trigger and kill that person. That doesn't make any sense. Like, my chazes, right, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather have, I'm assuming it's obvious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would rather have this person insulted than someone that should die. Right, the cheshbon of my chazes doesn't really make sense. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, okay, so maybe it's not Yehar Gval Yavar in the classical sense, but perhaps one could argue that if you see somebody's about to insult somebody else, and you can create a distraction, like turn off the lights on Shabbos, in order to, like, everyone's going to get all distracted, and they won't, the guy won't be able to pull off his insult, maybe you're allowed to do that, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, in order to prevent the Malbim Pnei Chavera Barabim. He entertains this very seriously. He leaves it as a tzarech iyan ledina. In other words, Reb Shlomo Zalman is taking the approach that it really is shofei chadamim on a certain level, but my chazus would not allow us to actually kill him. There are some achronim who say, no, the Binyan Siyan is right. In this Sefer on Chumash, the Chabad Salas HaSharin, he has very interesting ideas always. So he contends, he says, obviously, Shvichus Dam is not really based on my chazus. Because, right, we have this Yerushalmi and Shrumis that everyone talks about, right, if I say, give us two people or else we'll kill one. Or give us, right? Unfortunately, there are many of these types of shilas in the Holocaust. So a simple calculus of my chazus will kill everybody if you don't kill one person. So a simple calculus of my chazus would say, right, one person is less of an affront than dozens of people. Nonetheless, the halacha seems to be that you don't kill anyone, and you let everyone be killed. That shows that the svar of my chazus is not really the reason behind Yehareg Valyavar by Shvichus Damim. And if that's the case, maybe you actually can kill somebody who's about to insult. That's what the Chavatzal Sasharan entertains. I think that is very extreme. Just to leave you with a few other aspects of this question, the Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming that it's really Abizrayub Shvichus Damim. And again, Rabbi Asher Weiss says that Rabbi Yonah doesn't mean it, but I think the Pashto says Rabbi Yonah means it. Yesh la'ayin. If you have a Kohen who is Malban Pnei Chaver of a Rabbim, is the Kohen allowed a Duchen? Kohen Shehareges HaNefesh is not allowed to Duchen, correct? So are you allowed to Duchen if you as a Kohen insulted somebody? So on a certain level, one could argue that Tosfos in Yevamos says that the only reason why you can't duchen if it's a kohen shehareges hanefesh is because yedeichem damim maleyu, because your hands killed. One could argue, well, if you kill with your mouth, maybe that's not the same. But one second, but you're pronouncing birchas kohanim with your mouth. So the Shevet HaLevi in the tshuva in Chil Chesim and Kufayim Beis, the Shevet HaLevi is inclined that it's not shayach that the kohen should not duchen because he once insulted somebody. However, if the kohen insulted somebody pretty recently, then the kohen should not duchen based on another halacha of a sone not being able to duchen. Right? If I hate somebody, I'm not a kohen, but if there is a kohen who hates someone in the tzibur, that kohen is not allowed to duchen. The bracha has to be by be'ahava. So that's the approach of the Shevet HaLevi. The question as to how far we go with this dimyon between Ritzicha and Malbim Pnei Chaveiro, I think, is a real question. But even if it's not true lahalacha, I think what the Gemara is getting at in terms of the Chomer HaIsser is very correct. That zok the Gemara that the isav onas devarim is more chamor than onas mamin. And we were trying to go through various reasons why that's true. Maybe there's malchus by onas devarim, there's no malchus by onas mamin, right? That's what the Mordechai said. Maybe, we didn't mention this one earlier, the Torah formulates isav onas devarim as lo tonu, and onas mamin, the Torah says al tonu, and lo is always a stronger lashon than al. Perhaps that's what it's going at. But maybe, on a certain level, onas devarim is potentially yehar v'yavar, and onas mamin isn't. And even if it's not true lahalacha, even if it's not true lahalacha, at least the machshava behind it, I think, is very true. Unfortunately, onas devarim is far too prevalent in our world. People are not at all hesitant to insult others, and that is a real problem. Now, I should add, just the Sefer HaChinuch writes that onas devarim is only usher if someone really insulted me and I get them back. That's not onas devarim. Right? That's a gechiddush in the Sefer HaChinuch. He writes that there's a maila of being min hanelavim ve'inam ovim shomim cherpasav lo mishivim ve'onim. But that's like a maila. Fundamentally, the real isher of onas devarim is only if you start up. So that's already leaving a lot of wiggle room within this conversation.
Doesn't he say it's because people can't be like stones?
That's his lashon, but then he writes, right? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't expect us to just take abuse and walk away. It's a tremendous milah to be nalavim ve'inam ovim, absolutely. But that means that the real iser of ona'as devarim is only if you are, right, starting. Onas mamin l'cha'orah would be asar even if you respond. No? So in that sense, there might be a kula of onas devarim over onas mamin, something that the Mishnah and the Gemara say is impossible. So this is, these are some of the points that are worth reflecting on. Let me just take two last questions and, yeah. You have to read the chinuch carefully. I was thinking about that this morning when I reread the chinuch. I think the chinuch would say yes. We can't expect people to make an exact cheshbon, to only insult you to this degree, not more. And you can't expect a person to be ke'evan, and the real iser of onas devarim is only if you instigate. I think that's what the chinuch is saying. And even if I'm hitting back harder, read the chinuch. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. It's the chinuch in Shin Lamed Ches. I think the chinuch is saying that whenever you're responding, that's not the full iser of onas. It's not the full iser of onas devarim. Yeah. Last question. Yeah, so that...
Okay. So next one is Yabul Chafrishtiko. This is extremely interesting because in the Sephardic, I think, has Zion on the base, you have to, Rabbi Tarfa, the entire circuit, you have to know it's fit to give Toicha and be fit to receive Toicha. In the Sephardic,
So all of these makars, I was thinking of dealing with some.
Head of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he deserved it. That's why we went from Parsha Shalach. This is this year, last night, the wonderful year. We have to give Kaddish Winter Pireg and private, never probably. And the Rambam in Hilchos Deis is extremely so. Time doesn't permit here as to why he separates the 200.
Okay. Yeah, Shikai. I mean, all I'll add is that there's a famous comment that they say from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that Bizman Hazer, we don't have the ability to give Tochacha anymore, and as such, all those Gemaras in Erechim that you mentioned might no longer apply. The question is whether Reb Chaim Volozhiner actually meant that. Reb Shechter talks about this very often. The Pashtus is that the full-fledged that even Bizman Hazeh, we have an Isser, we have halachos of how to give Tochacha, you just have to know who you're talking to. Once again, thank you for listening, and have a good day.
sauveur.
Non, non.